Rodney Stott says he found his calling through birds of prey.
I love my birds like I love life. They're part of my family.
Working with birds, he says, helped the former drug dealer turn his life around.
That quick, easy money leads you to a quick, easy death. I don't know any drug dealers that have retired.
But Stott's retired in his 20s. He says attending the funerals of 33 drug dealers in just 1 year was a wake-up call. He found work with Earth Conservation Corps, a local environmental group helping disadvantaged youth like him. He began rehabilitating injured birds of prey to give them, he says, a new life.
And I think that's what I was given. I was that bird that had to go through rehabilitation. And once I was rehabilitated, I was released back into the wild with more knowledge now than before.
He became a licensed falconer, hunting small birds of prey with raptors. At this event in his old neighborhood, he talks about birds of prey and the importance of cleaning up the polluted Anacostia River.
One of the things I want them to see is what lives along the water every day, the raptors. And our negligence is killing them.
Some of the birds he's showing them are injured and can't survive in the wild.
His name is Mr.
Kayla Young says she's only seen an owl on TV and wanted to hold one.
It's fun and interesting.
But Latanya Pickens was hesitant.
I'm scared a little bit because they keep flapping their wings.
Nginde Pilgrim wants to become a falconer. He hopes Stotts will take him under his wing.
It has to do with all the things that I like doing, like being around animals, especially like birds of prey.
Stott says he's amazed at how deeply the birds touch people, both young and old.
Your eyes are beautiful, just beautiful.
I think the biggest thing that I get out of this is the smiles that I see on people's faces.
He's a nice bird, see?
Wilma Raynor says Scott's is a role model for young people in crime-ridden Anacostia.
It is encouraging to them to see someone come back into the community who has already gone on and done better.
Stott's gives credit to the birds.
Boy, they taught me more patience, more understanding, more compassion.
Today, he is working for Wings Over America, an offshoot of Earth Conservation Corps, where he mentors at-risk teenagers through raptor rehabilitation and environmental education. They know about his drug dealing past, a reminder that they, too, can soar above adversity. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.
They were gone, how we wouldn't survive. And so it's a partnership.